Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. This is funny.
Been working my Kegels all break.
I said you're going to pee your pants. Somebody texted in. I've already moved my office to the bathroom from 2 to 6. I sit on the toilet with my laptop so I can laugh with no worries when you guys are on. This is funny. So, a couple Fridays ago, we did a best of show, and you were on vacation, and we were playing from 2 till 6, just best of bits that I told you I was crying laughing listening to some of them.
I went back and listened.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
there are some real laugh out loud moments that are just, I mean, it's just sometimes, and our radio is organic, and it's, when it's funny, when it's not, but it's all organic. There's some structure, there's some plan, but whether it works or not is just whether you just don't know.
So it hits.
Sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. And so one of the things that we've played on this show a couple of times is several times I've broken up in laughter reading something that I wasn't prepared to read or kind of knowing as I started reading something that I was on the verge of laughter. And so on two Fridays ago, when we did that best of show, everyone loves always this sports update. When I used to do the updates a few years ago, I'm reading the sports update. I hadn't read the sponsor. I thought it was going to be the same sponsor that it always was. And it turned out to be something I wasn't expecting. And it caught me as funny because I hadn't read it before. So just to give you a little basis of what I'm going to play for you, here is the ending of that sports update. Florida Panthers lost last night. It was a crushing overtime defeat. Next up for them is Vancouver tomorrow night. Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team, they lost to Wake Forest last night, 96-79. Next up for them is Duke on Saturday. And the Miami Heat, they host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Tip-off is set for 7:30. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the...
Saying to me, he's quit.
This thing has been sponsored by LifeLock and Account Temps for 3 weeks, and I had not looked down. So that is on me. And you can imagine my surprise.
Hell of a crossover.
Get it together. Valero, you usually give me a heads up when there's a new sponsor.
I know, but I was trying to get Chris Boussard on, so. You got a new sponsor.
Thank you. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley... I'm not laughing at the story, by the way. I'm telling you, these things haven't changed for 3 weeks. And so, just imagine my surprise when I...
He's okay. He's okay. He's gonna be all right. Tell him what you want to do to that count, Tim.
All right. Here we go. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley... That's wrong on so many levels. All right. When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest... Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Well, maybe not this time. Goodness gracious. Whew. Well, that'll be about it for my career. I would like to make it clear, I am laughing at myself for not having read this in advance, not at the actual message.
Message is
on point.
Yeah, man.
This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcoming, pass it on.
All right, there
from
you go.
Foundation for a Better Life. And I got through it. But that was my example of not having read something in advance and then being shocked at the content. Now, there's another couple examples. Somebody's texting and doesn't hold a candle to the Oreos one. That's fine. Here's the Oreos one. I knew, again, that this prepubescent teen that sits next to me every day who looks like a 36-year-old man but has I knew that if I said these words about the Oreo, all I had to do was look at Crowder and he was going to be laughing and he caught me. This report brought to you by Oreo Cookies. There's nothing like twisting, licking, and dunking an Oreo.
What happened? I wasn't listening that hard, but then you got excited. I didn't say that on that paper.
I was laughing because I was looking at you. Hold on, I got to do this.
What you want to do to the Oreo, man? Tell him what you want to do to the Oreo.
All right, let me gather my thoughts here. Is the music bed out? This report has been brought to you by Oreo Cookies.
Tell them what you want to do.
Hey, tell them for me.
There's nothing about that idea. And licking and dunking an Oreo.
Crowder came in, he saved the day. But I knew, so that's one of those things where I knew that I was going to laugh if I looked at him and I couldn't stop. I'm going to give you one more example here. I used to do endorsements for MyPillow, and I had a conversation about MyPillow earlier that day with a sales manager here that's no longer here. And we had started laughing about something earlier in that day. And so I had that in my head. If you really listen hard, from the beginning of this commercial, I am trying to stifle laughter. You'll note, I can hear it. I know, and then I just couldn't take it any longer. Right now, it's my pillow time. Think about it as a holiday gift. This is a great holiday gift. And think about the offer that I'm about to tell you, because there are certain products that come around and you go, you know what? That's a good product, or that would make a great holiday gift. My pillow can be that. It's a pillow that will give you a great night's sleep on the first night. Or if you know of someone
I'm trying to give them a gift for
the holidays. Give them a gift that'll keep on giving the year round. MyPillow, best pillow you'll ever own. Just go to MyPillow.com and enter the code WQAM. You can order. You keep one pillow for yourself. You give one pillow as a holiday gift. That's perfect. This deal's too good to pass up. four pillows for the price of one. You buy one. You get one classic My Pillow. You get one free plus two free.
Are you okay over there?
Oh, glad Crowder left me in here with no help whatsoever. Yeah. Thank you for coming in to help me.
You okay, brother?
Yeah, I'm fine. Four
four pillows for the price of one.
Yeah. If you can finish that up for me.
Go everywhere, pillow. You get a couple of them.
All right, so you get the idea on that one. He came in, he saved the day. So
sort of. He says call.
Right, he says call and gives the website. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. But
you were walking the ledge that whole commercial.
You could tell, right? I'm in a weird sing-songy delivery. Like
extra words.
Yeah, nothing feels right. So when we played those a couple Fridays ago, and to be quite honest, anytime we play any of those, I always get tweets from people saying it reminds them of Bill Burr. Bill Burr is a comedian. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He's got over a million Twitter followers.
He wrote for Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, Bill Burr wrote for Dave Chappelle. He does a podcast that is wildly successful. So he gets paid to do commercials on the podcast, and they record them live. And everyone tweets me whenever we play that stuff. It reminds me of Bill Burr doing Sherry's Berries. Now, I've endorsed Sherry's Berries for 10 years. So I know the conference call that you go on before the campaign starts. I know all the stuff that he's going to tell you here. I've done all. You've heard me. You've listened to me for 10 years. You've heard me say all the same things. Go to berries.com. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. I give you the code word. Well, Bill Burr, much like me with the amputee, didn't really read the copy. I mean, set the scene here. He's in Helsinki. He's on tour. So he's in Finland. He has not had the opportunity to do the conference call with Sherry's Berries, and he's never done this commercial before. So when you do the conference call, you get a little background on everything you're going to talk about. So he's kind of looking at this for the first time as he's doing it. And he's in Helsinki, so he didn't even get they always send you, the people that do the endorsements, they always send you a box of Sherry's Berries, and I always give it to my wife. And so he hasn't had that either. All he knows is he looks down and you could tell from the beginning, just the name Sherry's Berries tickles him. It just tickles him. And so we had played this a couple weeks ago and a bunch of people had tweeted me again. So I emailed Bill Burr because I didn't want to play it if they don't want it played. And I got a response this weekend that it was okay to play it, which is why I waited this long. I was waiting for them to say it was okay. Here's Bill Burr on his podcast doing it live. They record it live, him trying to get through Sherry's Berries.
This might be my favorite name of anything I've ever advertised here, other than One Wipe Charlie's. Sherry's Berries. It says insert story when you've given or received the gifts. Well, I've been out of town. I haven't gotten Sherry's Berries yet. All right, Sherry's Berries. Since the end of the year is all about delicious holiday food, why not send an extra special holiday treat to friends, family, business associates, everyone you know? I've never met a person who didn't love Sherry's Berries. Send giant dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in Burr, B-U-R-R. For my listeners, double the berries for just $10 more. Berries are terrific and a sweet holiday gift. They also have delicious products such as Christmas cake pops, cheesecakes, and dipped pretzels. Here's the only way to get this special $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Call 866-FRUIT. I'm sorry. What the f*** am I selling? Did I approve this? This is ridiculous. Who the f*** is going to buy this? This is the funniest I've ever seen.
Christmas cake pops, cheesecakes, and dipped pretzels. Call 866 fruit, everybody. 866 fruit 0-2. Or even better, visit berries.com. Oh, punch drunk. Oh, please spell out the words. Oh, by all means, berries. B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Berries. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in burr. You got to see these enormous berries for yourself. Go. I swear to God, this is the copy. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone and tip in burr. Type in burr. Dip your berries in that. Don't wait now. Order some chocolate berries for the person in your life. Oh, I needed that. That was wonderful. I'm sure I'll get some complaints on that one. We need a conference call. Can't do it. I'm in Helsinki. Hey, you better buy some Sherry's berries because I'm going to get in trouble with that read. And I'm not changing it because that was hilarious. Wiping tears away here. And my apologies to berries.com. I didn't look at the copy before I read that. I'm too immature to read like that. I'm sure you have wonderful chocolate covered berries. All right.
That was great.
I'm so tickled by that because it's the same excuse that I use at the end. I just didn't read the copy. He's like a boulder rolling downhill that whole time. He's saying it with such disdain from the beginning. Sherry's berries.
866 fruit. Not even a number.
That's the funniest part. No one knows that. No one notices that. He goes, call 866 fruit. Which wouldn't ring anywhere.
But you gotta keep going. There's no other option.
Who wrote this bleeping copy?
Insert story here.
Oh my God.
Hell.
Anyway.
Berries had me for about 3 days.
Subscribe to Bill Burr's podcast, and oh my goodness, thank you to them for allowing us to read that. Allowing us to play that.
He does stand-ups and all. He's a funny
guy. He's a really funny guy. Oh my God. Somebody texts in, Hawk, my favorite commercial will always be the Rogaine spot. I'll donate $50 to the charity of your choice if you so dare to play it. I played it for Solana before the show started. Maybe I will play it today. It would be funny. It's when I was on Levitard show and I did a spot for Rogaine. I told you, it was like the Oreos thing. I knew that if I looked at Dan while I was reading the spot for Rogaine, that he was going to be laughing. And it's exactly what happened. And he just starts, yeah, how are you doing this with a straight face? Like, on the end, like the same thing.